So you heard me rave about a new Kenyan coffee that I haven't had before. The other day I tried it as a filter coffee in a V60 in the afternoon and it was just delicious. What I'm talking about is the Kenyan Terre AB coffee, roasted by Fürth Café in Vienna and hand-delivered here all the way to London by some friends who live in Vienna, who are actually clients of Fürth Café, customers, and well, they love England, they visited and dropped by at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ with a load of different coffees, the new autumn range of Fürth Café in Vienna, and one of them is that Kenyan. And what was fascinating is that when I opened the bag, they were pristine, not a single damaged bean in there. No elephant ears, these are the hollow beans. No Quakers, these are the underdeveloped beans, which actually are much lighter when they get roasted and you see them, they jump out at you. So in a bag of 250 grams, not a single damaged bean. I've never ever had the pleasure of opening a bag that was as pristine as that one. And I think, so compliments must also go to Green Bean Merchants, Falcon Speciality, who CGP Fürth Café buys coffees from, as he does from Freeman Trading, the Tunki in particular. But I'm digressing a bit. So it was so beautifully textured, mouthfeel, flavors were just a delight. It was this pure red currant notes that just lingered on and on and on. It was a delicious coffee. And so I thought, why not try it today as an espresso? A good roasted coffee with its great development and everything done well should really work as an espresso as much as it does as a filter coffee. Now, this particular bean is a washed SL28. This is almost the most renowned varietal, Arabica varietal, that comes out of Kenya, together, of course, with the SL34. And as of late, I have actually never, ever come across of this new varietal. Well, I say new, it's new to me, it's probably not new, and it's called the Ryuru Roman 2, which is also in that bean, and apparently it's actually a micro lot from a Falcon Speciality that Fürth Café bought. And so there's two beans in there together. I don't know the percentage of the SL28 or the Ryuru Roman 2, but what's really interesting is that the Ryuru was developed when there was a lot of damaged trees and stuff happening in Kenya. And this particular one is hardened a little bit by a minute percentage as the crosses happen. This Ryuru has a tiny bit of Robusta in it. Don't know how much. But as you know, the Robusta bean, well, there's not everything is bad about the Robusta bean. One thing that's good is it's more resistant to certain insects and leaf rust and things that attack the coffee plant, if you want. So there's a tiny bit of there in there. There's also some SL28 or 34, I can't remember exactly, in it. So it's a hybrid, it's a mixture thing. And I was so interested to try that. And as I said, as a filter coffee, it tasted absolutely delicious, this Kenyan coffee. So now again, I've tried it as an espresso. And, well, I dosed it at 19 grams and kept the brew head at 92. It ran as a delight into my shot glass. It smells delicious. And an espresso actually just accentuates notes that would be in a coffee brewed in a more gentle way, such as the V60, for example. So I'm really interested to see what this coffee tastes like, extracted under a bit of pressure on the R58 dual boiler PID. And yeah, it looked a treat. The yield in 28 seconds was just under 30 grams, so that's a pretty good extraction. The Guinness effect was beautiful, the crème on top, bouncy, lovely color, uniform, no specks or anything on it, not over-extracted, not under-extracted. I think really a very good extraction. The smell coming off that shot glass is a delight. There is some fruitiness, there's some earthiness there. Well, there's just a It's just a very pleasant smell. I've put my little spoon in and stirred it a little bit, and still the crema is very bouncy and lovely. Now, licking the spoon off the crema usually is a bit of bitterness, not overly so actually. The point of stirring it is so that the crema that's got all the oils and, if anything, the bitterness in it gets amalgamated with the rest of the extraction. And now, sipping it, let's just see. Is that flavor, are these blackcurrant flavors still there? Are they accentuated? Oh, beautiful, they are there. Not right at the beginning. What hits you first is a creaminess. It envelops, a velvetiness that envelops your tongue, coats your tongue beautifully. Then when you swallow and just let that, whatever it was on your tongue, just continue its journey, definitely has this fruitiness, this kind of juiciness. And yes, I would stick with blackcurrant. I would stick with blackcurrant. The blackcurrant being a bit, I would say, earthier, more grounded than red currant, if you can just imagine, and if maybe you've got the red currant flavor in your memory bank somewhere sitting there, then you'll probably know what I'm referring to. The black currant is just a bit denser, I would say, more. I don't know, can't find the words, but for me, kind of denser, richer, darker. Darker, really. I mean, color does play a role as well in transferal of notes and flavors. But this is absolutely beautiful. It sends the palate on a journey. It's not one-dimensional. It's just great. Maybe that creaminess comes from that tiniest bit of Robusta that's in there. I have no idea. One thing's for sure, this is a delightful espresso. Would take to milk beautifully, I'm so sure of that. Tomorrow I'll possibly put a bit of milk to it and have it as a piccolo. I've tried other coffees today as well, so I'm not going to do more of that. But it's really lovely. It sits so nicely. It's got a very nice mouthfeel. It's lovely and balanced. It's rich. It's got full flavors. It's really good. Thumbs up. Fürthkaffee in Vienna, really nice. His second year in roasting, really good. Or is it the third? I can't keep track. But I think, no, it's the second year of roasting. And just getting better and better beans. And yeah, just lovely things coming off that roaster. And I guess Falcon, the speciality, needs both thumbs up as well. They, they source a lot of good coffees. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is enjoying this one really well. I would even go as far as to say we're only in September, but as filter coffee, this must have been the nicest filter coffee that I've had. I mean, I like the delicate filter coffees too, don't get me wrong, but a bit more of a mouthfeel is important to me too, and that one has got it all. And as an espresso, it's pretty good as well.